We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium. It is homecoming 2020 as the Bombers get set to take on the Pointers of Van Buren. Van Buren comes to town with a record of 3-2 overall. They are 1-1 in the 6A West. The Bombers 2-3 overall, 0-2 so far in conference play. A perfect night for football here at Bomber Stadium. A great crowd on hand for homecoming this evening. Should be a good matchup, a tough one for the Bombers. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about this in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
At our best bank, we know our teachers have superhero powers. They're capable of caring beyond belief, can monitor and adjust even faster than a speeding bullet, and their extraordinary efforts to make the most of every year for our students is amazing. We love our teachers, and our best bank wants to help you show your love by awarding your favorite teacher $500. Visit Arvest Bank on Facebook during the week of October 5th through 11th to learn how to nominate your favorite teacher. We'll be awarding 10 educators in Baxter, Boone, and Marion counties with $500 each to show our love. At Arvest Bank, we love our teachers and think they're super.
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, nearly 2,500 employees across Arkansas are working day and night to deliver the one thing that you always expect to be there. Power. The responsibility to reliably and safely deliver electricity to the natural state is the commitment of the people that make up our statewide network of 17 local distribution cooperatives. You can expect the electricity to be there when you need it. You can count on us. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
You ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we're just under 15 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers getting set to do battle with the Pointers of Van Buren. Van Buren 3-2 in the campaign. 1-1 in conference play. The Bombers 2-3. 0-2 in league play. And Sonny, we've got a interesting matchup on the sidelines tonight. A couple of former Razorbacks.
Yeah, a couple of former teammates there in Mountain Home assistant Ryan Mallett and Van Buren head coach Crosby Tuck. Crosby was a wide receiver at Shiloh Christian, and he was at Arkansas when Coach Mallett transferred in. And he mentioned last week, you know, they know each other pretty well.
Yep. Tuck played at Arkansas. Had his injury cut his career short. It was an elbow injury, wasn't it?
It was, and he was quite a prolific receiver in the state of Arkansas. He was in that, you know, early Shiloh Christian run where they were just beating everybody, and he was pretty much the first star receiver that they ever had at Shiloh.
He's started coaching in Arkansas. He's been in Georgia, back in Arkansas. He's had a good career to get to Van Buren.
Yeah, he was the offensive coordinator for Van Buren, and Casey Dick took the Fayetteville job, and Crosby was promoted into this position and got a pretty good situation.
We're going to see this Van Buren team that's averaging over 35 points a game, and it all starts under center, doesn't it? Actually, out of the shotgun.
Yeah, the quarterback, Gary Phillips, he's a D1 commit to Navy as an athlete, and you can tell it when he's out here running around. He's got fantastic speed. You know, but he likes to throw the ball around, and they like to throw the ball around. They throw the ball around a lot, and then once you start concentrating on that, he takes off out of the pocket and really makes you pay.
He has thrown for 990 yards through the first five games of the season, six touchdowns, six picks, and he's rushed for 524 yards and seven touchdowns. He's obviously the one the Bombers have to key on tonight.
And that's with missing a game.
That's true.
He missed one game already this year, and so that's even more impressive when you think that's not in all games.
This is a series that it's been a little while since these teams have played, but they played a few times over the years.
They did. Van Buren leads the series 7-6-2, a couple of ties. That's like Mountain Home has more ties against Van Buren than most anybody. Of course, we were in the same conference with them in the early 1990s. First time we played was in 1964. Played Van Buren in the playoffs when I was in high school at Van Buren, one of the coldest nights of my life in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. Beat them down there at their house. And but it's first time since we tied them in 2007, 21-21, that we're going to get together with them. And I guess we've split those two playoff games. I guess I was fortunate to be on the one we won, and somebody else was on one that we lost.
Well, this Mountain Home team has lost two straight after their 2-1 start. Of course, you look at who they played, Lake Hamilton and Greenwood. Very tough opponents, obviously, at the upper echelon of the 6A West and all of 6A, for that matter. It's a team, though, that offensively, they've struggled a bit the last couple of weeks.
They have. Coach Airy, when I was talking to him this week, filling in for you on the show, right. We talked about, you know, they're having some struggles up front right now. They're not – they got to get better at their blocking on both sides of the ball, maintaining defensive line position, blocking, and it's going to be a real challenge tonight for the offensive line. Very active Van Buren defense. They will run a stack three, which is something we haven't seen this year. Do a lot of twisting, a lot of blitzing, and they really try to confuse you.
The Bombers really need to get a fast start. That's something they have struggled with this year.
Yeah, this just can't get it going in the first quarter. It's only 7 points in the first quarter so far, but the second quarter has always been our big quarter.
Yes.
And in the last couple of games, though, we've struggled. So it's now 69-58. We've outscored our opponents there in the second quarter. Third quarter's really good. Fourth quarter's pretty good for us, been pretty good offensively. But that we're just slow starts. And the last couple of weeks, it's been kind of slower than it was those first three games.
Hopefully they can get off to a quick start this evening against the Pointers. We're going to take a break. Matt will check some games around the state for us and look at the schedule coming up here in just a moment. It's Mountain Home and Van Buren. It's homecoming at Bomber Stadium tonight. Matt will check those other games coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
If requests to Mountain Home Salvation Army continues at this pace, there will not be enough resources to fulfill all the Angel Tree requests and food donations for Christmas. The thought of hungry kids without the sparkle of Christmas is not how this year, of all years, will end. This is Major Michelle Robbins of the Salvation Army. Help us rescue Christmas. Please consider making an annual gift to the Salvation Army today via contactless Red Kettle contribution. Text Kettles to 91999. Together, we can rescue this Christmas.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do welcome you into the studio here on the first time this evening on this homecoming night, as Mount Home is getting ready to take on Van Buren to continue a 6A West action. Let's take a look at what else is going on first in the conference. Lake Hamilton is at Russellville this evening. Wolves are currently ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Looks like there's going to be a matchup down in Little Rock between teams ranked in the Class 6A top five in the conference, as Parkview, who's ranked 3rd, will face Benton, who is at number 4, and Greenwood, who Mountain Home played last week, is at Salem Springs tonight. The Bulldogs currently ranked 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A. On the local level, Yellville Summit having their homecoming tonight as well. We wish the Panthers luck this evening as they take on the Bulldogs of Quitman. Salem stepping outside of conference play tonight as they are playing host to East Poinsett County, who made the trip from Lepanto. Mountain View, another tough matchup for the Yellow Jackets tonight. They're on the road facing Newport, who is ranked 2nd in Class 3A. Actually, the top two teams in Class 3A are all in the conference at Mountain View. Melbourne and Salem are in. Harding Academy at number 1, Newport at number 2. Melbourne, by the way, is idle this week. Harrison, who's ranked 5th in Class 5A, playing at Greenbrier tonight. Also this evening, West Plains is in Springfield to face Parkview. Hollister is hosting Logan Rogersville. Forsyth is at home against Stratford. Branson is entertaining Willard, and Ava has made the trip to Thayer. That's going to be one of the big matchups in Missouri this evening. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bentonville, who is 2nd in the state overall and in Class 7A, has made the short trip to Rogers to face Heritage. Also tonight, number 5, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is at home against Whitehall. This is another big matchup tonight as number 6 Cabot hosts number 7 Conway. Both teams also ranked in the Class 7A top 5, the Panthers at number 4 and the Wampus Cats at number 5. Also this evening, 9th ranked Bentonville West is hosting Rogers, and number 10 Wynn, who is also number 2 in Class 5A, is in Jonesboro to take on Valley View. A couple of cancellations in the top 10 tonight. Bryant, who is ranked number 1 overall and in Class 7A, was supposed to host Little Rock Central tonight, but that game has been called off. And the same thing in the game between North Little Rock and Little Rock Southwest, the Charging Wildcats, currently 3rd in the state overall and in Class 7A. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top 5 teams. The only one we haven't mentioned in the Class 6A top 5 is Searcy, the 5th-ranked Lions. Just entered the rankings, and they're at home tonight against Marion. In the Class 5A top 5 games I haven't yet mentioned, number 4, Texarkana is in Hot Springs to take on Lakeside. Number 3, Little Rock Christian was scheduled to host BB, but that game has been canceled. Probably the biggest game in the state of Arkansas overall is in the Class 4A Top 5, as number one Joe T. Robinson has made the trip to third-ranked Nashville. That is going to be a big matchup between the Senators and the Scrappers. Fourth-ranked Shiloh Christian at home tonight against Prairie Grove. And number five Rivercrest is in Jonesboro to take on Westside. The game between second-ranked Arkadelphia and Fountain Lake was canceled. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that I haven't yet got to, third-ranked Prescott is at Center Point tonight, and fourth-ranked McGee, is at home against Camden Harmony Grove. The game between top-ranked Harding Academy and Riverview was canceled, and so was the game between number five Hoxie and Corning. And in the Class 2A Top 5, another big matchup as the top two teams will face each other. Number one Fordyce is on the road, the Red Bugs taking on second-ranked Junction City. Number three, Desark, is at Hazen tonight, and fifth-ranked Poen is at home against Cutter Morning Star. Number four, Gurdon, is idle this week. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Van Buren in just a little bit. You're listening to the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 2.5 minutes away from kickoff. Bombers on the field. Van Buren, we've not seen the pointers come out of the locker room yet, but they will.
They're walking down the hill.
Yep, they're finally coming this way. Captain's headed out for the coin toss, and we'll see who's going to get the football first. Well, we have been, knock on wood here, we've been blessed with some good weather so far this season, haven't we?
Has been very nice. You know, it tends to go that way, back and forth, rainy year to dry year or hot year. But we haven't been hot this year, and it's been great football weather. It's great weather tonight. Had a little chance of showers earlier. That's kind of passed through. So a great night for homecoming, even if it is a little different than normal.
Hard to believe there's only one home game after tonight. This is the next to last one.
This is. We drew an odd schedule moving into the new conference, and this conference setup was a bit different than our old conference. They don't play the home away thing in this conference. They may put you on the road for 2 weeks, and then they may put you at home for 2 weeks, and that's what we've been seeing. We're in a 2-week stretch at home, and then we're going to go on the road for 2 weeks.
Bombers win the toss. They have deferred, so Van Buren will have the ball first. We'll take a break. We'll come back and kick it off in just a moment. The Bombers and Van Buren next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now, it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football. Presented by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Arvest Bank, The Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Mike Stockton of FSIS Raymond James, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Brad Haworth and Sonny Elliott have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.